Welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Hi, welcome to Turn the Page, Syosset Public Library's podcast. This is Evelyn from the Reader Services Department, and we have two very special guest authors with us.
I'm Liz Fenton, and I'm coming to you from San Diego, California.
I'm Lisa Steinke, Liz's co-author, and I'm also in San Diego, California.
Oh, lucky you guys. I hear it's pretty hot there, though, today, huh?
It is. Feels good, though.
Heat wave, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're excited to have Liz and Lisa with us. They have been writing together, and their newest book is called How to Save a Life, which comes out on July 14th, I believe. Is that the correct date? July 14th, 2020. I read it. I loved it. I want to know how you guys came up with this great idea. I love the song How to Save a Life by The Fray, which is fabulous, perfect. So tell us how you, first of all, why don't you tell us what the book's about?
Well, the book, this is Liz. The book is about a man named Dom, who 10 years prior was engaged to a girl named Mia. And he broke things off. He's regretted ever since. And then he runs into her. So when he runs into her, he asks her out on a date. 2 days later, they go out on this date and she tragically dies. Well, he wakes up the next morning and it's the same day. So he has another chance. He thinks he might be dreaming. He asks her out on a different date just to be careful, and she dies again. So it's a Groundhog Day take on, you know, regret and slowing down and figure things out and looking within yourself.
That's exactly right. And I loved every bit of it. It's just so good. I don't even know what to say.
Thank you.
I couldn't sleep the other night. I had to stay up and I just kept reading and reading. I mean,
that's such a nice compliment. Thank you.
Just fabulous. So you guys write together. You want to tell us what your process is? How does that work?
Sure. This is Lisa, and we are now, How to Save a Life is going to be our 7th book. And so we've been writing together for a while now. And we just came up with our own way to do it. We didn't know how any other co-authors did it, but we just decided to write in a Word document and send that when we're, I would write the first chapter and then send it to Liz, and she would edit it and send it back to me. And we kind of go back and forth until we're happy with the chapter, and then it would move on to Liz, right? So we've just always alternated chapters and kind of done it our own way. Like, some authors use like fancy, you know, software, but we're still Word people, Word document people. So I don't know, Liz, if you have anything else to add, but it's just our basic way, and it seems to work for us.
That's great. Have either one of you written books alone?
No, we've actually been best friends since we were 14. We met our freshman year of high school, and we went to high school and college together. And it was then we kind of had started to talk about writing a book together. Fast forward 10 years after college, we were both in careers. Lisa was working, she was a producer in talk shows. Sorry, I'm saying that totally weird. And I was in pharmaceutical sales. So we were both quite successful in our own career, but we weren't passionate. And so, you know, Lisa came to me and was ready to write a book, and I wasn't quite ready. I was, you know, pregnant or just had a child or something, but something like that. But we just started writing together. So we've never written with anybody else. I don't know that we could. We're kind of like a married couple. It would like be a divorce. I mean, it would be
ugly.
We have
such a system going. Someone asked us the other day if we'd ever like take on a third author.
I saw that podcast.
And it's just, we have such a system going. I don't know that anybody could figure it out or get into it. It's just our own kind of thing, our own I don't know, just what we've always been doing. So
I think they would feel like a third wheel. I think that it would, they would be like third
wheel. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And we've only written with someone else. So I think if someone came in and they'd only written with themselves, right. I think it would be hard for them too.
Yeah. Well, when you guys first started, you weren't even living in the same state, right?
Right.
Right.
I had moved to Chicago when I got married. Mm-hmm. And so for 10 years, we were writing long distance, although it was always over the computer and it didn't really, we've never gotten together in the same room to kind of pound out a book. And that's just not our, we need some distance. Like she said, married couple. So space is good. Space is
good. So how did you come up with this great idea?
So we were vacationing in Grand Cayman together with our husbands, and we were sitting in the pool one day, and we had been, you know, our last three novels were suspense. So we originally were thinking about writing a suspense novel, and I had just finished reading The 7½ Deaths of Evelyn Hardcastle, which, if you're not familiar with it, is about a man who wakes up at the same party the same day, but in a different person's body that's at the party, trying to solve this mystery. And it's an amazing book. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend it. But what I found, it's amazing. So intricate. But what I found fascinating that I was reading it on this trip. And so we had been batting around these ideas, and I turned to Lisa and I'm like, something's here with this examining things the same day, every single time, but from like a, maybe a somehow different point of view. So we had first approached it like a suspense, like, remember Lisa, we were going to have like two couples on vacation in Grand Cayman and the wife keeps dying and the husband is involved in something,
right.
And it was like a murder, and
then we quickly realized that that wasn't even what we wanted to write. Like, we just hadn't, we were ready to write a love story, but with a suspenseful edge to it. Like, so that's what came together after a brainstorm, was we wanted the heart of the book to be about Dom and Mia, and you know, are they going to end up together? How is he going to be able to save her life? So you're just turning the pages to answer that question.
I'm looking at the cover. I actually want a copy, which I haven't received yet. So
it's on the way.
Thank you. I will be passing it on. I will be passing it on to somebody else, since I was able to get it from Nick Galley, and I read it from there. So I'll pass on my copy when I get it, except I see the cover. I obviously didn't have the cover. It's a beautiful cover. I love it. The Ferris wheel.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I get it. They're at the fair a couple of times.
Yep, they are.
Right. And we like it.
Maybe they shouldn't be.
Right, exactly.
What was that? I'm sorry, Liz.
I was just going to say.
Go
ahead, Liz.
I was just going to say, maybe they shouldn't be at the fair. But
yeah.
At least.
Well, he tried.
No, it's
not,
okay.
He tried.
I was just going to say.
He definitely tried not to take her to the fair.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, crazy. It's so great. Are Dom and Mia after anybody you know? I mean, are those characters? I mean, it's no.
Oh, no.
No.
Just made up, right?
Yeah. I mean, maybe we pulled, you know, bits and pieces from here and there just that are in our subconscious, but we weren't actually thinking about anybody.
We both have a crush on Dom a little bit, though. I think we want to know someone like Dom.
He's very available right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. yes. We do.
He's definitely available. There's no doubt about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Now, did you guys have any input on the cover, or is that something?
Yeah, actually, we were... We really wanted a Ferris wheel on it or something that represented a fair. And they came to us, our publisher, with three different options, and they were all really good. But this one just stood out to us as, you know, a book, when you see it, you're going to pick it up. Or when you see it online, you're going to click and find out what it's about. It just feels like a really inviting cover to us. Right. So we were just like, that's it. I don't even think we made hardly any changes to it.
Wow, that's great. No. And what about audiobooks? Do you guys, your book's going to be out on audio also on the same day. Do you have any control over who they pick for the audiobook version?
They send us clips typically and ask our opinion of maybe three or four narrators. But they all sound great. I mean, they usually send us pretty good clips. It's actually hard to decide most of the time. And we honestly, like, to be honest, we don't typically listen to them. It's kind of like listening, even though it's not us speaking. When you listen to your own words being read, it just feels like you're listening to yourself on tape or something. There's something weird about it.
Do you not big audiobook? Do you listen to other people's audiobooks?
Oh yeah.
I do.
We love audiobooks.
Oh, yeah. Just not our own. It's just not our own. I love audiobooks.
Right. Me too. I'm a big audiobook person. I buy all the audiobooks for our library. So I love audiobooks. And we have spoken to a few audiobook narrators and their job is pretty fascinating. So
yeah. I don't know how they take on all, right. One person takes on all the characters.
They're all actors. They're actors. Right. You have to be an actor to really be a successful audiobook.
Sometimes you're switching from one voice to another. I mean, I don't know how they do that in their brain.
Yeah.
It's so pretty seamlessly, pretty well. But mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how are you guys going to promote this book in this time of pandemic?
Well, we've got some, you know, it's looking like we're going to be virtual.
Okay.
You know, and so with the exception of maybe Warwick's, the local bookstore here that we've been partnering with to do chats with authors multiple times a week, I think we're going to actually go to that store. But with the exception of that, I think we're going to be mostly virtual. So we have some really exciting things that we've come up with that we think are different because we know you guys might be pretty zoomed out at this point. So we feel pretty good about what we've come up with.
Okay, good. You want to share anything with us?
Well, what can we share, Liz? We can, there's going to be a lot of options for, there's going to be something exciting that we were just talking about today that I can sort of tease, which is there's going to be an option for a select group of readers to join us for a really intimate brunch.
Oh, that's Zoom nice.
Party. Yeah. So
I'd
we're
love to come. I'm a little
one.
Far away, but
well, it's going to be virtual.
Oh, it's virtual. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I was on quite a few weeks ago. I think you had like a Sunday brunch that you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was on that.
Yeah. It'll be like that. It'll be that. But with us. And so, you know, people can sign up through our enter through our newsletter.
Yeah.
So. Okay, great. And what's the newsletter?
On lizandlisa.com.
So we're going to have to end this chapter of Turn the Page. This is Evelyn.
Liz Fenton.
I'm Lisa Steinke.
This has been wonderful.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.